Today's GeoQuiz takes us to a chain of islands in the Atlantic. The Canary Islands lie off the west coast of Africa. They've been a popular way station for centuries. Well, today they're a part of Spain and a tourist destination, too. People go there for the warmth, the beaches, and to check out the volcanoes. Most of those volcanoes are dormant. The largest of the seven islands is called Tenerife, but we're looking today for the name of a different Canary Island, the smallest and the southernmost island. It's also the one where an underwater volcano is erupting offshore right now. We've posted some photos of the spectacle online at theworld.org. Don't expect to see any fire or smoke or lava there, though. Isn't that the case, Joe Gotsman?
That's correct, because the eruption is very much still underwater at the bottom of the sea.
And you would know, Joe Gotsman, volcanologist at the University of Bristol in the UK. Can you tell us exactly what's going on under the spectacular waters of the Canary Islands right now?
Okay, what we're seeing there is an underwater volcanic eruption. The eruption has been ongoing for about a month now. And the eruption has really been culminating from a series of earthquakes that started back in July. The ocean floor opened up and produced, in a way, the new extension to El Hierro. So El Hierro is the southernmost island of the Canary Islands, of which there are seven. And what we're seeing there is simply an additional growth of El Hierro. Rather than on the surface, it actually happens on the water. At the same time, it's not just the eruption itself that creates problems, it's also the earthquakes, as each earthquake is practically fracturing rock. And seismic waves can also have devastating effects. The magnitude of these earthquakes is relatively low. One wouldn't expect large damages. However, there's a very vital tunnel, a road tunnel on El Hierro. Authorities were concerned about the stability of this tunnel and for some time was closed down, creating quite a significant amount of problems on the El Hierro.
Barbara Belt is a local journalist who has been talking with some of the visitors to the island of El Hierro. Can you feel the effects of the volcano in terms of tremors or anything else? How is it apparent?
Yeah, what you see is actually turquoise stain in the sea, which is where the lava and the gases are coming out. And about every 20 to 40 minutes, you see some activity on the surface of the sea. Sometimes you see pumice coming up. Sometimes it's flaming pumice. That can vary between not much or quite a lot. And of course, you never know. Murphy's Law is you sit there watching for ages, and the minute that you drive away, something happens. But there is something to be seen, most definitely. But it's quite distant. You need binoculars. The press are all there with their zoom lenses so that, you know, when the photos appear in the newspapers, it looks very, very impressive. But, I mean, you can't sell newspapers by saying nothing happened in El Hierro today. So there we have the crux of the thing, really.
So we have, in fact, on our website, theworld.org, we have some of the images from the volcanic activity. And it looks like you have these gorgeous turquoise blue waters. And how long will that continue to stain the water and apparently really inhibit the livelihoods of the fishermen who are there?
Well, that's a bit like how long is a piece of string, isn't it? Who knows is the answer, I think. Over to you, Joe.
Well, the issue is we don't really know. But, of course, the staining will continue as long as the eruption per se, you know, where magma has been extruded.
Yeah.
Even if we actually stop producing the lava flows, the ash and so forth, actively at the bottom of the sea, we would still see some degassing events. So the gases will be around for quite some time, even after the real sort of magmatic output has stopped.
Barbara Belt, are people leaving the island? What are the fishermen doing there?
Not generally, because although it's a really tiny island with less than 10,000 population, the submarine eruption, the undersea eruption, is very much in one part, which is around the fishing village of La Restinga, to a larger and more populated area, but there have just been tremors there. Certainly there's a problem in La Restinga, which is because they can no longer continue to make their livelihood in the way that they have been doing, which is by fishing. There was a very successful fishing cooperative there. And by dive tourism. And something will have to be done about that. There is an obvious need for financial help apart from anything else. But that's really just a palliative. It's not going to answer the long-term problem, which is what will people do there now? But the fact remains that that part of the island and that particular village, La Restinga, is probably where the best weather is in the winter. And winter sun tourists look for the sun. So I don't know how long it will be before people are able to swim again. My conversations with people in La Restinga have been, why isn't anybody actually organizing, you know, excursions to come down here to look at this, to view this from safe viewing points, to have dinner or lunch in our restaurants? Most of the population of La Restinga, as is often the case with the Canary Islands, with the coastal villages, have also got houses perhaps belonging to the generations before up, further up in the mountains. And so what they're tending to do is, although the curfew's now been lifted and they can go back into the village during the day, they come down there during the day, watch it, and go back up to safety in the evening. I don't think the Ereños are particularly interested in abandoning their island at all.
All right, reporter Barbara Belt and volcanologist Joe Gotsman, thank you both.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Only a handful of GeoQuiz texting game players today came up with the answer, which is the island of El Hierro. Brett up in Anchorage, Alaska, Selena in Chicago, Sandra in Brockton, Massachusetts know their Canary Islands. For the rest of you, just text GeoQuiz one word to 69866 next week. This is PRI.